Can there be a rhythm of life? Will it always be chaotic? Are we just surviving in the overwhelm? In today's episode, I'll be sharing the four loving lessons that I've learned in creating routines that bring flexibility of parenthood and owning a pet, and letting you know that there are ways for us to thrive. In our most sleep-deprived moments, our children will teach us exactly what we need in order to learn and grow into who we were created to be. These are the loving lessons we will learn whether we were wanting to or not. I'm Irene Gooch, your sleep coach, and I'm on mission to educate parents on how to help their young children sleep. Welcome to the journey. Now, in part one, Raising Humans and Hounds, the Parenthood Connection, I was talking a little bit about going from fears to cheers. And if you haven't listened to that episode, I'm going to recommend that you go back and listen, because overcoming my fear of dogs is a huge part of this process. And so sometimes facing those fears will help us have that freedom. And in today's episode, I want to share four key takeaways. These are the lessons that I've been learning as I'm a new dog mom and taking on this new challenge with understanding parenting and pet ownership. And so my first key takeaway is that it's important to establish clear boundaries. You know, just like with children, we need to let them know, like, this is what's okay and this is what's not okay. How we communicate that is going to be really key. And I shared in the first episode that I was not really proud of how we were first disciplining our new furry friend, Scout. It was a little bit challenging. I was like, surely there has to be some sort of gentle dog training or something like that. And tuning in, watching Caesar Milan, understanding that showing up, being a calm, confident leader is really important. And he talks about being a calm, confident leader of the pack. And as parents, we're doing the same thing with our children. And when we are teaching this actually to our dogs or any pets, we're also modeling what that looks like for our children. So I think it's actually twofold. I think that there's just lots of learning opportunities when we're establishing some of those clear boundaries. And one of my key takeaways here is that oftentimes something I share with parents is like, you can't just parent from the couch. Like, I told my child what to do, or I've said it so many times. The number one tool and strategy that I share with families is that we have to take action. Action means we're going to actually get in and teach, what does it look like and what does it sound like? And that's a skill for us to develop as we're becoming a calm, confident parent and leading our little ones. And I had found that to be so true in helping Scout learn, hey, this is what's okay and this is what's not okay. And as my son was coaching me, my son had said something like, you have to like own the door and let him know like you're in charge. And so learning and following his cues and looking at our body language and how we're communicating and how we're showing up really does matter. And the same thing again is true with our furry little ones and our human little ones. Sometimes people might wonder, what does boundary setting have to do with sleep coaching? What you may not realize is that sleep may actually be one of the first boundaries you actually start to teach your little one, even in the newborn season. And a lot of times it has a lot to do with that connection that we have. Because sometimes if we're not feeling connected, we don't hold boundaries. And you may have never really thought about, yep, this is how we go to sleep here in our home, and teaching your little one of like, this is what it looks like. It surely is a process. And that's where I help families get through that. If you check out the six things that kept your child from sleeping, there's a link down below in the show notes. One of the mistakes that oftentimes happens is a lack of connection. And what happens is that as we have this lack of connection, there's this buildup of these big emotions between us and our child. And that actually can cause a lot of sleepless nights, and we don't even realize it. And so, you know, I'm definitely learning and understanding that it's important for me to feel good and confident as I'm leading Scout, just like it's important for me to lead and guide my boys and establish clear boundaries. And thinking about how we show up, how we are showing that we're feeling connected can make a huge difference. Because a lot of times those disconnections throughout the day and the power struggles and the frustration, they all build up to a lot of sleepless nights. Now, the second lesson that I'm learning is that creating flexible routines is key. And when I talk about flexible, it means that there is this routine, there's some kind of structure and predictability, but how we present it, how we follow through with the routine may be flexible. And we're going to work together in a relationship, because one of the things that I'm learning with Scout is that he has a strong will and he knows what he likes. And I don't want to break his will, but I want to be able to lead and guide him through things. And maybe for you dog people out there, that might not be the right thing. But I know with children, like, that's what I want to do. I don't want to break a child's will. I want to be there to support them and allow them to understand, like, I'm in charge. Like, and it's important to have an authority who's going to be leading, guiding them through setting those boundaries and those limits, and creating the routines and saying, hey, this is what's taking place right now. So I will share, we're still figuring out some of the routines. We're kind of tweaking and fine-tuning and recognizing where there's a lot of misunderstanding. So we have not yet come to a place, I don't know if we will get to a place where we figured it all out. I think it's going to be an ongoing journey, but we're learning to communicate more effectively with Scout and getting us through some of the day-to-day things, like with feeding and when he has his zoomies and recognizing his play windows. Because I will share with you, one of the things that had me actually very scared was his play. I didn't know what dog play looked like. So that was something that was an essential skill for me to learn and figure out, because I had no idea. I'm not a dog person. And so observing that, learning his communication and what he was doing and understanding that, hey, this is how dogs play, was really key. And I had to sit in that and kind of nest in and observe what was taking place and watching how he engaged with my sons and with my husband. And so all of that has been a journey as we've been establishing these clear boundaries with him, creating some flexible routines as we're navigating, so that we can do life with them, that there is going to be a sense of rhythm and that it's not just about him, it's about us doing life together now as a family of four with a dog. And I'm not sure if anyone has ever told you this, but you should not pray for patience, because you will definitely get plenty of opportunities to practice what that patience looks like. And that is definitely something that we've been learning as we're going through this transitional phase, recognizing that we have to be patient with ourselves and patient with Scout. So as we're learning new skills and learning to communicate, it's this give and take in the relationship. I'm talking about raising humans and hounds and the parenthood connection. Because in parenthood, it is not just about the child. It is about the child-parent relationship. And it's important to understand that there's some give and take. And the same thing is true with a dog. It cannot be just centered around the dog. It needs to be like, hey, we're going to do life with you. And so figuring and navigating that out. And so there's definitely been a need to have patience during this transitional phase. One of the things that was really fascinating to learn was about the 3-day, 3-week, 3-month rule. So if you don't know about this, as a new dog owner, I thought this was pretty fascinating, that it takes 3 days of feeling kind of overwhelmed and nervous, which totally makes sense as to what Scout was going through, and actually probably what I was going through too. And then 3 weeks of settling in. And we definitely saw that in our home. And now we're in that 3-month stretch of building trust and bonding with the dog. And so what's really fascinating about this 3-3-3 rule when it comes to dogs, that I think it's the same thing also for our children. It's like we have to kind of nest in and learn who they are in this season that they're in. So maybe when your child's a newborn, then as they grow and develop a new skill, you're figuring out, well, who are you right now? And it continues to grow and change. But especially, I think that whole first year for parents is just so much rapid change. And being patient in that process as our children are going through these transitional phases and being patient with ourselves as we're also coming alongside and learning and growing with our little one. And my last loving lesson learned, and probably one of my bigger takeaways, was the need for self-care and recognizing that part of my stress and not feeling calm and confident was feeling like I had so much to do. And so by taking some time to figure out what is actually necessary and what can be let go was a really important exercise. So sometimes thinking through the things that we're dealing with in the day-to-day moments, recognizing what areas can I let go? And especially because we were in this transition of getting a new dog, you know, building in some time for that learning curve. Because when we think about the learning process, we also need to know and understand that there is a learning curve. And so being able to take care of ourselves and get the sleep we need and be able to eat some of the basics can be really important. But also for me, what I found that was really helpful was getting out for those walks with Scout. And normally I was like, okay, when I go for a walk, I'm going to listen to my podcasts or I'm going to listen to my books on audio. But what was actually really important during the first 3 to 5 days when I was walking Scout was that I needed to learn and understand him. What is he communicating to me? What does he need when we're out on this walk? And how do I lead and guide him? And so as much as like, I was like, oh my gosh, I can't wait till he's just going to be my accountability partner. We're going to go for walks. We're going to do this. I had to step back and just kind of lean in and do some of that hard work as I was also taking care of myself. So it's a tricky balance. And I'm not sure if you can relate to any of this, no matter where you're at in your parenting season. Because a lot of times we don't realize that when it comes time to establish those boundaries, figure out those flexible routines, be patient with the transitional phases, and take care of ourselves in the journey, we may realize that these are some of the things that can help us raise better humans, raise better hounds. So I've had so many aha loving lessons that I've been learning along the way. I'd love for you to share with me any loving lessons you've learned from your hound or your human and what that looks like in your home. And don't forget to send this to someone who might need to hear this message as they're going through maybe a transition in their life and their parenting journey. Thanks for tuning into today's show. You can see all of the details and show notes below. And as you go out into your day, I hope that you'll make it your mission to be calm, confident, and rested as you lead today. Sweet dreams.